This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. It is a World Series Football Friday here in the nation. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Grand Prairie off 20 black and gold bees in the house. It's still some seats available, a couple of tables over there here at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's a pretty big one, but there are quite a few patrons here. We want to salute all the Tolos that have made it by, picked up their G-Bag Nation flags already. We're out of flags. But we'll be back with more tomorrow, next week, the final days and weeks of Flagtober 2024, brought to you by Whataburger and Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Here's Wolchuk to get you set for the series.
All right, Game 1 World Series is tonight. How excited are you?
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Shut
I really don't
up.
Want to do
what
this.
Do you want?
I just want to acknowledge how proud I am of you.
For
24
what?
Hours ago, right now, you were on a completely different level.
I don't think I was even that drunk.
Today you've been able to really pace yourself in a big way.
I think it's been a much better day overall. I think it was a lot of the mixed booze yesterday, too. There was like a mix of some whiskey, tequila.
It's
like weird stuff happening.
I want to congratulate you on not going to the edge and then jumping over, because you got to the edge a couple of times yesterday and you pumped the brakes.
Thank you.
You stayed short of it,
Thank you.
Yes. And that's an uncomfortable place to be, because you realize you're intoxicated enough to, you know, need to rein it back in a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Two more drinks, you would have been gone.
Yes.
You know? So, nice awareness, brother. That's a man move.
Well, yeah, that's very adult of you.
This time yesterday.
I'm proud of your maturity.
This time yesterday.
I'm growing, boys. I'm growing.
He was questioning his broadcast ability.
He was.
Like, I always am.
It's kind of like, stop being a wuss, bro. Put the headset back on. And
man, I just kind of feel like I've let everybody down here. You know, have I been bad
Shut
today?
Shut up over there, Brian.
And like, bro, you're hammered. You're doing radio. They're liable to bring you in and give you a raise because you've had so much fun on the radio. But you're questioning, like, Brian Purdy brings me in. I'm like thinking, hey, I might get fired. No, he says, best damn radio we've had around here in a while, Broadus. You didn't hear me going, oh, geez, I don't know if
all
I can do
this. All I said,
if anymore.
That was ass, my dude, let me know.
I feel so bad about this drunk radio I've been doing right now. Have I really been that bad, guys?
Well, what got
Have
me
I been bad?
There was a spot
Have
I had
been
to
bad?
Do.
Are you sure I've been bad?
And Gavin's like what? Showing me the phone, and he's pointing like it was in slow motion, like, you've got to do this highly spot coming up next. I'm like, thank you. Like he's my dad, like, holding my hand, like, just know you've got this coming up, son. Okay,
well, you were highly hammered at the time.
Go to Highly Mazda.
He was just,
I can't drive one right now.
My Uber is gonna be from Highly Mazda.
They're sending me an Uber from Highly Mazda.
Send me a service car to pick me up, I would be really good.
Yeah.
That's G-Bag of the Day nominee Brian Broadus for you here.
Very good.
Nice work. The Wolchuk, a drunk Wolchuk impression.
Thank you for that, Brian. Okay, so the World Series is starting tonight. We did get news from Dave Roberts. I'm going to be paying attention.
It's going
to be a fun series.
Watch a little.
You've got the two best players in the sport, Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani, going up against each other. I mean, this is a rarity. This doesn't always happen. It's also rare that you get the top seeds in each league that are able to make it. Mm-hmm. Last year, that certainly wasn't the case, of course, with the Diamondbacks and our Texas Rangers. But Dave Roberts did say there is no possibility, none whatsoever, that Shohei Ohtani will return to the mound this World Series. Mm. He said, thank you for asking.
Yeah.
But it's a no.
You're welcome.
I think he's lying. I think he's ball-sacking all of us.
I think it was like 17 innings.
You're telling me Game 7, okay? Game 7. You're short on arms. And
Ohtani's begging.
And Ohtani's like the best option for you to go to. You're not going to
I think they must know that he hasn't had enough time to work through the rehabilitation to believe that he's going to be good. You know, and they would have to do so much work that it might endanger his hitting ability.
What if they had a bullpen game? Like game 4? Like they don't have all the rotation kind of gets messed up or whatever. Game 5. And they have to go to a bullpen game. Would you throw him for an inning?
I mean, I would be interested in the idea.
I would.
I mean, start him.
The mistake is thinking, well, we got Otani for the next 6 or 7 years. Yeah. We can't waste it now. You might not get back.
Yeah. Well, are they doing any behind the scenes?
Yeah, we don't know that, do we?
I would love to know.
Is he throwing bullpen?
Secretly, I'm doing this, and like in a pinch, maybe you need that one inning or whatever.
That's what
you
need saying. That moment. You get it's a bullpen start. You know, like they're going to use 5 pitchers today to try and get this thing through.
Well, they're going to Flaherty, who hasn't been great this postseason tonight in Game 1. I mean, this thing could get out of hand for them, possibly, against a good Yankees lineup.
Trying to set this thing up.
You never know. Yeah. Now, they are going to wear number 34 Fernando Valenzuela patches on the uniforms to honor the pitcher who, of course, passed away.
That dude was badass when I was growing up watching him pitch.
Hey, we've got one of his jerseys up here at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Grand Prairie.
Oh, sure do.
It's incredible, right next to Roger Staubach and Pudge.
Yeah. Really cool motion. He would rock back and look at the sky, and the leg would go straight and up, and then he would just make that turn. And yeah, he was an incredible sensation, I think, in sports. One of those guys in the 80s that became larger than life very quickly.
How much do you think that Shohei Ohtani 50-50 ball ended up going for at auction?
You told us it was $3 million the other day as an initial value,
yeah,
right?
Initial value is $3 million, and then Ken Golden of Golden Auctions was trying to hype it up like, well, you never know. We could get a foreign bidder, get this thing up to $10 million.
$1.2 million.
That would have been totally disappointing, but it went for over $1.2 million.
You mean 4.2.
It doubled up to $6 million, Walchuk.
You nailed it, Gavin. 4.3.
Damn it.
Just under 4.4, really, is what it went for, which is a record.
Did the Dodgers buy it, I hope?
It's a record-setting auction ball. The previous record was just over $3 million, Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball. This one goes for just under $4.4 million. I don't think they told us who
Asian
the buyer is.
I
don't have who the buyer was.
Wow.
So maybe it was the Dodgers.
I'll tell you what.
Maybe the team just said, you know what, we can forfeit, what, $4 million and just go ahead and do this. But,
that would be a rounding
error. Get the ball back to him.
Let's do this. And then Carlos Rodon is going to pitch tomorrow for the Yankees. Well, in Game 2.
I think of Rodon. I think of Godzilla.
You do?
Rodon!
So it's going to be the matchup tonight is Gerrit Cole and Jack Flaherty. Game 2 of the World Series will be Carlos Rodon. I believe he's going to be going up against Yoshinobu Yamamoto for the Dodgers. So the Yankees with Rodon, I mean, he was their big guy last year's signing and did not pitch well, got injured, but he's notably posted an excellent 22-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio this month in October. He's been fantastic for them. Opposite him, Yamamoto, he struck out 11 batters, issued 4 walks during the regular season. So far this postseason, he's got a 4.7 strikeout-to-walk ratio in 18 games. Now,
has anybody seen, did these two teams play during the year?
Yeah, of course. They definitely did.
But I was curious. Nobody's ever kind of talked about how that went. Was that like
I wonder if it was early in the season.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, when did they play this year and how that looked? I can try and look that up.
Okay.
You guys want to try and spend some Ray Davis money, though?
Yeah,
let's
dude.
Go, Ray.
Let's do it. Now, this is somewhat like, hey, if Ray Davis doesn't want to spend all the money, this is like reasonable bats that you could bring in.
Is this like Cowboys bargain bin clearance rack ultimate, like 3 weeks into free agency? No one even really knows. You might ha-ha dicks this thing.
Maybe you ha-ha dicks this thing. No, I think that it's...
you might Don Terry Poe this thing.
It's a step up from clearance, but let's say it's sale purchasing.
Okay, so it's just like kind of a one-day thing. These are hot commodity items.
Maybe you're
you
getting
got one
this player
day.
30% off compared to where he would have been previously.
Okay.
It's not exactly the top of the market, but it's not bargain barrel shopping here. No disrespect to anybody the Cowboys have signed.
Right.
Don Terry Poe. All right, let's go to
Ha-ha Dicks.
Yeah.
Well, that was a bad off season.
I know, and I was kind of like excited.
I'm surprised.
About
that was a good pull on your part. That was a good pull on
hey,
your part.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good pull.
Randall Grichuk, outfielder, hits fastballs. Grichuk hit .321, slugged
.615. I'll take him. I've heard enough.
Versus 4-seamers in 2024 with the D-backs. He had a run value of +8 against that pitch. And that's something, for whatever reason, the Rangers struggled with this year. Is Texas in the price range? He had a career-best hitting season with the D-backs.
We're not going to get this guy.
Mashed lefties, maybe priced out of the $5 to $10 million sweet spot that could theoretically fit the Rangers' budget. But if he's attainable, it's worth a look to try and give Texas a high-level platoon option.
Dude, I mean, yes.
Randall Grichuk sounds like Hello.
Yeah.
Sign me
up.
It
really does. It sounds like,
Ray,
hey,
if you're listening, get us Randall Grichuk.
We have a skill set need, and it feels like, oh, Randall qualifies
like Randall
for all of them. Yeah, Dirty Randy.
Dirty Randy. Just a dirty, dirty grandpa. All right, how about Eloy Jimenez, another outfielder? Tight budget with holes to fill. Here's a tip, writes Evan Grant. Buy low, hope for the best. Jimenez's price point in this instance might not get much lower than this. He's 24 years old, former Silver Slugger outfielder who posted an 828 OPS in three of his four major league seasons with the White Sox. Then he dipped as he was dealt to the O's at the deadline. Did not play well, but he still slugged 545 versus four seam fastballs and theoretically has only just entered his prime year. So the market value, according to Spotrac, one-year deal worth just north of $2 million, has played all but one game at DH last season, but has hit better when he plays the field throughout his career. You tell me 1 year, $2 million for Eloy Jimenez? I could definitely get intrigued by that option as well.
Oh, yeah, that would get the job done. I hope we can swim in these waters.
Outfielder Adam Duvall could be a replacement for Robbie Grossman. Now he's 36 years old, did not have a good season with the Braves in 2024. Now he does have an 855 OPS career against left-handed pitching, and he's only one season removed from a 21 home run campaign with the Red Sox in 2023. He's going to be at an incredible team-friendly price for the Rangers.
That sounds like a perfect Ray player. Like, yeah. Hey, what do you want? You know, we're getting him for cheap. You're going to coach him up, right?
Right.
I mean, you're gonna coach him, right?
It's like adding Jared Walls or like Will Smith, him. What yeah. they were able to do.
Get the best out of him.
Then the last two
develop
guys.
Develop me some young, cheap players, too.
Sorry. You're good. Tommy Pham.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Pham. Well,
Tommy Pham will kick someone's ass.
A little toughness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we played against him in the World Series, didn't we?
Honestly, we do need a little bit more, like, just kind of, like,
grit.
Some fire.
They need somebody that's going to put a boot in your ass.
Yeah.
It's the American
Pham's
way.
Tommy Pham is going to do this. It's the American way. It is. He's 36 years old. He's older.
Got to put a boot in your ass.
But he also.
Who sings that song? Probably Chesney.
It's a guy who passed.
It's
Toby
the late,
Keith.
Great. Toby Keith. Nice oh, word. Country music guy of the day, Brian Broaddus.
R.I.P. Toby. He had a .297 batting average, .447 slugging percentage against fastballs in 2024 with the Royals. Doesn't chase pitches, hits the ball hard, 1 year, $2 million-ish candidate. I'd be interested in Tommy Pham.
These sound like good names.
They are. These are good players. I'm not trying to give you just like anybody. All right, I'm trying to win a damn World Series over here while I'm bargain hunting.
Okay.
And then there's Manuel Margot, who I've always kind of been a fan of. I've spent a long time with the Rays. Last year was with the Twins. Had his first negative WAR season of the major league career for him. But with Texas, again, a guy that hits well with four-seam fastballs, just a shade under 300. He crushed the changeups and splitters, can play all three outfield positions. He's best against lefties, which pairs well with a guy like Leody Taveras, who's better versus righties, and he shouldn't cost a boatload. So this is a dude you could platoon in the outfield with Leody Taveras. You get him out of the lineup against the left-handed pitcher. You put Manuel Margot in the lineup. That's an option I could be into as well.
I'd drink to that.
Let's drink to it. Let's booze it up.
If you could have any one of those.
I think Tommy Pham.
Over our guy Dirty Randy?
And the only reason I'm going with Tommy Pham
fastballs
is
and lefties.
I know, but
who was the dude from the Diamondbacks
fastballs.
You said?
That was Randall Grichuk.
Fastballs. Lefties.
I need to ask about him.
Fastballs.
I like Grichuk.
Lefties.
I mean, just Tommy Pham does have some grit and some toughness and some I'm going to F you up that I think this team needs a little bit of.
Well, he trains in fighting in the offseason.
He does.
He'd be our best fighter since Rookie, maybe even better.
He would be. But
would you be – okay,
Randall Grichuk is the most expensive of the group, that's for sure.
Let's paint the picture.
I'd buy him, but I don't know if Ray will.
Let's paint the picture, Wolchuk. It's Surprise, Arizona, spring training. The doors open at 8:30 in the morning to go have your pick of the litter to interview somebody. Tommy Pham's there. Do you have the balls?
Do I have the balls? Is that a serious question?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but yes. Do you have the balls to go up to him?
Of course
and
I do.
Dong around with him for
if
5 minutes.
If he's been drinking, he doesn't.
I would. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to take two shots.
I got
no
confidence.
And
I'm
we're
sorry.
We're going to walk over to the facility.
I'm doing terrible radio right now.
And
God,
I'm going to tell him the story
I hate
about
myself.
I missed free agency last year.
I can't even
year.
Drive home. I'm so bad.
Tommy Pham, do you want to do a quick hit with us?
Hey, should try one of those meatballs? God, those were good.
He's going to say, hell yeah, I do. Okay? So I definitely
What's the flavor of that egg roll over there?
It was Southwestern.
I stuck my finger in it by accident.
I didn't do that.
He was slipped on purpose.
I didn't slip my finger in there.
You did. You stuck your finger in there.
That's a load of BS.
In the dipping sauce.
That's fake news.
Dipping sauce.
Okay, Mr. Fake News. You didn't see You didn't see the damn
really,
thing over there.
I really
crusty
don't
want to
eat, but watch me eat some of this dipping sauce.
I didn't fully see finger going into the sauce.
Put a finger
but
in
I did
the sauce.
See a sauced up finger go into your mouth. So I just assumed.
Yeah, because I put sauce on my plate. And from my plate, I might have fingered the sauce.
God, I don't have a fork. Yeah, just watch me eat with this one.
It's tough to find cutlery these days. We got a shortage.
Supply chain issues. Oh, that's
I'm
good.
I'm terrible eating doing radio at the same time. God, such a disappointment.
You go to the Chinese buffet.
My daughter hates me right now.
Yeah, I guess.
Am I a good dad?
Thank you, Walt Chuck.
No, the answer is no.
Another proper round tripper with the Wooly Bully here. We're live in Grand Prairie at Buffalo Wild Wings. The series will be underway here in the next hour or so. A little Friday news dump coming up next, Chief?
Yes. Featuring the question.
Yes.
You have to think about it.
Yes.
What are they feeding these kids?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescott under center. Play fake. Oh, the beat around the edge goes deep. Down the left side at the numerals. Intercepted. He overthrew everybody. Gibson got it at the 15. Up the right sideline to the 35. To the 37. And McEwen tackles him. And Prescott's looking like, what the hell just happened?
There it is. The Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly. Interception from last year's Niners game. As we're heading to San Francisco, Sunday Night Football, Chief and Brian will have the pregame for you, officially starting at 4:30. They'll be on before that, you know, taking good care of you. Segment here is brought to you by Soda, that's state-of-the-art. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. And that football hour presented by our friends right here at Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football. Chief,
it's a hell of a read.
Friday news dump. Take it away.
Yeah, what are they feeding these kids was the question when we went to commercial break there, and I hope everybody was pondering that to themselves and trying to get to the bottom of what is being fed to a handful of different individuals around the United States of America that are currently playing high school football. Have you seen this? Holy smokes. Max Preps.
It's not just Uncrustables.
It's not just Uncrustables. It can't be. It can't be. When you have a guy, actually, Byron Washington here, local thoroughbred, DeSoto, 6'8", 380 pounds.
Holy cow.
Offensive lineman, nicknamed Big Baby. Okay, that's how we kick off the proceedings here as we go around the biggest dudes in all of high school football right now.
Is he signed somewhere or is he going somewhere?
I'm sure he is. I don't know the details on anybody.
Okay.
The only question you can ask me about these guys is where they're from, what their name is, height, weight, and maybe a little fun fact. This next guy, Brave Williams, we go to Lakeshore, New York. He's a high school player. He's 7'1". He's 400 pounds.
Jeez.
He wears a size 21 shoe. And he is probably tearing up 16-year-olds around the world.
Those are some stupid-looking-ass shoes, for sure.
You ain't kidding.
No style. Everything is going to look ridiculous on you, bro.
All of them. Doesn't matter. Yeah. You might as well go cheap on the shoes because it doesn't matter how cool the shoes are.
Doesn't matter, dog.
How about this next guy? We go to Essex, Virginia. He's in high school. His name's Dondre Harris. He's 7 feet tall. He's 380 pounds. He's a defensive tackle. He was actually 6'10", 450 pounds in eighth grade.
Slimmed down, huh?
That's the fun fact for him. Yeah, he really started to get after it and dedicated himself to
getting let these kids play.
A lean 380.
They can't move, can they?
I can't imagine anybody like this. Next guy's 440 pounds. He's John Cronin, 7 feet tall. He's an offensive lineman, roughly the same size as WWE superstar The Big Show.
Wow.
That's his incredible fun fact.
If they're asking you to go, that's his pro con.
I wish I had highlight film. I just have pictures of all these guys, and they're just mammoths. They really are. My gosh, dude. I can't believe we're making human beings this big. Now, this next one you're going to think is a ball sack.
It's the steroids in the chicken.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. We're injecting the chicken.
Yeah, look how big the chicken breasts are. You know, a chicken leg, they're huge. If you get a real live chicken from a farm, it's not that big. Mm.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there, Lucius. I mean, all the different stuff that they're pumping into our food, the ultra-processed nature of the American diet is certainly...
I mean, the milk.
Certainly. Crushing folks.
The average American got, like, 3 inches taller and 40 pounds heavier since my parents were, you know, coming through. That's why all those stadiums are so small. You know, the seats for airplanes
are built for people
from the 60s. Crazy, man. They're definitely not built for this running back, Tony Pickard. I'm serious about this, okay?
Oh, my God.
He's 6'4". He's 400 pounds. Tony Pickard is a running back. Big tone. And Wolchuk can attest the photo that we see
is
him with the football, toting the rock. Big tote that rock.
Number three is a freshman.
Six foot four, 400 pounds.
It's like if you had Teddy Washington of the Patriots back in the day.
Yes, dude. This
like
is
running the football against little kids.
That's hazardous. That's not safe. And I would be fearing for my child's life. Connor Williams is another guy. He's the final dude on this list here. 400 pounds. He's 7 feet tall. He's a two-way player, OL and DL.
Amazing.
Vanilla Godzilla is his name.
Wow.
Now, that one, for sure, you can just look at the way he stands and the way he's built. That guy does not move well. That guy is not a good player. This guy, you know, on fourth and one, when you need somebody to be that one technique and eat up a center, the problem with this guy is he actually eats them, and it becomes a crime.
I don't know if these guys can play, but I guarantee that one can't, Chief. You nailed it.
Okay.
Body composition.
Thank you. Speaking of guys who can't play, Lakers will likely send Bronny James down to the G League after their upcoming 5-game road trip. So he's going to go on that first NBA road trip with Pops, get that under
free
his belt.
Room service.
And then he'll get sent down to the G League. That seems to be the plan here. Friday news dump, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a pickle lover, good news for you. Did you see what Jimmy John's is busting out?
I was going to buy that for you, bro.
Are you
just because I know you'll eat anything.
I will.
I would definitely
try it. I would.
I think it looks pretty good. Pickles instead of the buns?
There's going to be, I mean, we all know, like, how I'm constantly blown away with the amount of people, particularly women, who love pickles or pickle juice or like pickle flavored anything. It's like it's a hit, dude. I really like the tickle pickle. Is it sour? Yeah, I think. I mean, this looks like to be a... Well, what Jimmy John's is doing is the pickle witch. So just imagine a Jimmy John's sub, but the bread is now actually a giant dill pickle cut in half, acting as the bun.
That's a giant pickle.
Giant pickle.
Is it thin?
No, it is. It doesn't seem to be overly thin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you take one of those, I guess, dill pickles, right? It's like a big dill pickle out of the jar. You cut it down the middle, and then... Those are now your buns, and you build your sandwich out of
that. I got news for you, boys. That's a bet payoff for me.
I really eat the hell out of that.
Yeah. Are you super anti-pickle?
Yeah.
All right, so we need to make sure we put mayonnaise on there.
So sour and just...
It is. I'll tell you what, I think I mentioned this to you guys, in the last like couple of months, I've discovered the bread and butter pickle.
Yes.
Oh,
fantastic.
My gosh. I don't think pickles get better than that. If you told me this pickle witch here from Jimmy John's that is going to start selling on October 24th, which was yesterday, if you told me that was a bread and butter pickle as the bun, I'd be super fired up. Those pickles are out of this world delicious.
Are they putting like turkey and
yeah, this looks like cold cuts, man. Just like an Italian sandwich.
And it's whatever Jimmy John's sandwich they offer, they'll just sell it to you, but it'll be the pickle instead of the bread.
Yeah. I think this is gonna do numbers. I really do. I'm telling you, a ton of people are like obsessed with anything. You say there's a pickle twist on it, and people are down for it, man. That's a flavor that people really appreciate.
Wow.
Okay, elsewhere here in the dump. Remember the Ravens fan who was just KOing Commanders
dudes? He got arrested. They got him.
Oh, they got him.
Like going to jail?
Yeah, denied bail.
Oh, wow.
And now facing 55 years, double nickels in prison.
Holy
How bad did he hurt the guys?
I don't think he hurt him. He knocked him out.
I mean, he KO'd him.
Yeah, he knocked him out.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened. It's a fair question.
55 he'll serve 90 years. Sounds a little bit severe.
Yeah, he'll serve 90 days.
But he does deserve it.
I was going to say, it doesn't feel overly severe to me when you consider the nature of, if I'm walking down a sidewalk and someone out of nowhere who I've never met before is just going to come up here and just KO me out of nowhere, I'm telling you it should be 55,000 years.
55,000. Okay?
Or I get a chance to actually kill you with my bare hands.
Yeah.
Those are really the two options.
Death by hands.
If I'm the victim in this scenario, which of course I wasn't, but I'm like, how can I walk down a sidewalk and then get KO'd if that dude walks out there?
You have a cowboy jersey on. So you're wearing your cowboy. That's what happened.
Yeah, these poor fans were commander fans.
These fans were just commander fans. Just he was hitting people with jerseys.
Little guys,
just running up on little dudes.
Yeah,
I'm with you, man. This is a pretty big guy. I don't have a lot of faith in the justice system, but I'm with you. Like, crimes like that against your fellow man, just outright attacking, you should not be allowed to be in there.
It wasn't called for.
It's the ultimate disrespect. Yeah. Like, there is literally no motive. You just walked up to some random person and punched them extremely hard.
At that size, it
could be attempted murder. Yeah.
It could be.
Especially if you're a guy that's never lost a fight. You're really good at it.
Did you see the sandwich the Dodgers are doing tonight?
What are the Dodgers doing tonight?
So the Dodgers are going to have a deep-fried peanut butter and Nutella sandwich for the World Series.
Yeah, we talked about that, didn't we?
No, let them go. Let them go. Texas toast,
peanut butter, hazelnut spread, bananas,
Lindbergh,
and
Lance, and Paris.
Did I hear Texas toast?
You did. Dipped in funnel cake batter and deep-fried.
No way. They got the powder on there.
They got the powder.
That's my favorite part.
I meant to bring that up earlier, and if I missed you,
like 2 days ago?
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. You were hammered last night when I brought that up.
You said it yesterday?
Yeah,
I just saw it. I
know.
Damn it.
He was in the middle of self-loathing. Forgive him, please.
Shut up, Brian.
I am filled with forgiveness towards Walt.
I'm a terrible broadcaster.
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
Speaking of powdery.
That segment was ass. Let me know.
Speaking.
And we did.
You said it was great.
Nah, it's good. Nah, it was good, man. You're good.
It was good. It was good.
Jeez, what the hell is this guy? That was.
Thought it was the best segment of the damn day. Can't tell you how many texts I got about that segment.
It was in my personal top three, I'll be honest.
Thank you.
That's what going an hour too long will do for you. that kind of segment.
Oh, yeah, I meant to ask, did Spittle ever call you about that segment?
No, he did. He called me and said, that was damn good radio. We want more of that.
Nice.
Yeah. Drink more.
Drink more.
Drink more. He said, smoke up, Johnny.
Well, from one.
Hey, did you guys hear the Dodgers have got a sandwich that they're putting out there tonight?
What's the sandwich, Brian?
At Dodger Stadium?
It's got Nutella.
Fried PB&J. Would it be worth it? Is that sandwich worth it to sit in the amount of traffic?
It's better than the pickle sandwich.
No.
Yes.
No. To sit in that traffic?
No. Better than the pickle sandwich. The Dodger sandwich.
I would eat that.
The Dodger sandwich.
Better. Yeah. Because tonight in Los Angeles, you want to talk about a disaster of traffic.
Yeah, they missed Kirk Gibson's home run because they wanted to beat the traffic.
They're asking, 88. They're asking people.
I was in the crowd that day.
They're asking people that are going to the Dodgers game tonight, World Series
game. Stay home.
Well, if you don't stay home, if you do elect to go to the game because you bought a very expensive ticket, then they want you to park somewhere that has you walking like well over a mile to the ballpark.
Because I would do that.
The stadium, the traffic, they're going to have they have the World Series there in Los Angeles tonight. They have the Suns playing the Lakers in Los Angeles tonight. They have Rutgers at USC in the Rose Bowl tonight.
Oh, wow.
You have East LA Classic at SoFi Stadium, which is high school football. You have Bosco and Modern Day high school football taking place in Los Angeles tonight. That's huge. And then there's also some concert at the Intuit Dome, which is the new Clippers arena. So, I mean, basically.
Pink Floyd.
Every possible
venue.
Steve
Ballmer singing Toto.
Every possible venue in Los Angeles is a big-time event tonight. So the traffic's going to be absolutely ridiculous. You may have heard this in the load yesterday morning, 6:40, Peyton Russell.
Yeah, in the load?
The payload.
You're up that early?
I know, it's the payload.
Impressive. Yeah. Unfortunately, I am
Daddy,
up that early.
Daddy,
exactly.
Daddy,
yeah.
Wake up.
Well, I set my alarm to wake myself up like an hour before my kids because it's just better than being woken up with that right there, which is a guarantee at 6:20. They don't care. They'll treat your bed like it's a trampoline.
Yeah.
They'll treat your head like it's a trampoline.
Yeah.
They don't care. So, yeah, I get myself up early enough to be a part of the 6 a.m. club.
I'm honored to do it. Hey, get up, kids.
And that's where I heard about the German cocaine pizza. Did you guys see that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've seen this, and I've seen the goldfish deal, too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the Goldfish deal.
Both
of
these stories were outstanding. But this is, I bet this is not the only pizzeria that's doing this. It's just one of the few that have been caught.
Yeah. Apparently, wow. A
German pizza with a side of cocaine.
German police. Oh. Okay, you have it being
good
a side of cocaine?
Because
I imagined it was a topping on the pizza.
No. They would give, they gave a bag. Like they would, it was like the number 40 or something. Yes, for the number 40, and that was code for
pizza. I was going to say, move over pepperoni, make a place for cocaine. I thought this was a new topping.
No.
So it's a side order.
You can't order a pizza and a Coke. You have to, like a Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
right?
You have to. They'd give you the pizza, and then they'd also give you a bag of whatever amount of cocaine it was.
Is that on your card? You put that on your card?
I guess so. Yeah, you do. What you got, Lucius?
Nothing. It's all good. I was just saying it's better than the pizza style. The Chicago pizza. You know what I'm talking? Have you seen that video?
Have you seen that video?
Did you order this pizza Chicago style? Bam, bam. You ain't seen that?
Oh!
Yeah, that's better. I'd rather have
Is that a new... That's a new TikTok trend going on?
No, man. It's a sad thing. I mean, it is a trend, but it came from a real sad video.
I did not realize that.
This is an incredible story.
Order the pizza Chicago style.
Wow. That's crazy. Wow. Well, this was one of the best-selling pizzas at a particular place in Germany, Dusseldorf. and they had on the menu... It was pizza number 40, and apparently that was, as Walchuk mentioned, a pizza with a side of cocaine. And police were tipped off by suspicious food inspectors in March. Drug squad officers began observing the restaurant. Soon discovered why pizza number 40 was so popular.
Everyone's ordering the number 40. What's up with this number 40?
Police buzzed the apartment of the pizzeria manager. The dude threw a bag of drugs out the window, which fell right into the arms of the police officers. Dusseldorf police said. Now, the bounty included 1.6 kilos of cocaine, which, of course, Walchuk, is how many pounds?
I could tell.
3.5.
Thank you.
400 grams of cannabis.
Skip class that day.
And 268,000 euros in cold hard quiche. So,
$100.
Now, the funny part is the manager.
Marks.
He gets popped. He gets released from detention after a few days. He ends up reopening the business, starts selling the pizza number 40 once again with the same side dish being cocaine, which I'm sure was on Al Michaels' top three list. He was just too bashful to let us know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he keeps to yourself.
Gave investigators an opportunity to look into the supply chain, and after several weeks, some 150 officers busted an entire druggery in Western Germany.
Wow. That's two snitches right there.
You're getting
snitches. The end user snitched on the pizza snitched on the cartel. I'd want to be getting into witness protection real
ASAP.
I wonder how good the pizza was.
Or just give me that Chicago style.
Now.
Right?
Yeah.
Put me out of my misery.
Also, final headline here in the dump. Exclusive details, folks. Zach Bryan confirms breakup from former girlfriend Brianna Chicken Fry with cryptic message.
This was very sad. Apparently, she
little
found
bit of chicken.
Out.
Chicken Fry is a real last name?
It's a song. It's part of a song.
It's not her real last name. Her real last name is like LaPaglia or something.
Okay, so
she goes by Brianna Chicken Fry. That's like her social media name.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, wish we would have ended just on the cocaine bit. That would have been better.
There we go. Yeah. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Grand Prairie. Yeah. I think you guys have a live spot. You're going to tell us all about your friends over there.
That was good.
The fiduciaries.
That 340 was asked.
And we'll cross talk with the fan after dark, see what they have cooking here for you on a Friday night coming up next. GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fam.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings here in Grand Prairie for hosting us. It was an enchanted afternoon. We go into the evening now with the Fan After Dark coming up next, 7 to 11 here on the Fan. And good evening, gentlemen. How the heck are you?
Got you down. What's happening?
What's going on, guys? Every time I listen to the G-Bag Nation, I get so hungry. You guys were talking about the greasiest foods earlier. I had to stop what I was doing and go get myself a nice greasy hamburger.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And the pickle tonk was good, too.
Oh, the pickle tonk, yes.
You love a good pickle, C.A.
Yes, I do.
What do you guys have planned for the show this evening?
Bread and butter pickles.
Right out of the gate, we're going to talk a little Mavs with Mike Folwell.
So. Not Mike, Mark.
Mark, that's right. Right out of the gate, we'll get that going.
Get the names down, Jake. This is
Detroit. The TV voice of your Dallas Mavericks, Mark
Folwell. You're not
Mark
Michigan Follower. Anymore.
Actually, that reminds me, we need to tease ahead, Broadus, because on Sunday we get to chat with Chad Sham before kickoff.
Hey, Cowboys. Chad Sham, he knows everything. He's been around a while, hadn't he?
He's a legend.
Yeah, he's a football
You're
guy.
You're going to have Chad Shamel on?
What you impressed guys can just call me Joe the rest of the time.
Okay, Bob.
You got it. Yeah, buddy. Okay, so CA, AAC last night, Mavs opener. What impressed you the most?
Man, it was like, I kid you not, it was like a playoff atmosphere. Not the game itself, but the crowd. Oh, my. Talk about the energy.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, they saw the lineup. They introduced the entire – Sean Heath introduced the entire Maverick roster. This is the first home game of the season. So everybody's losing their minds. By the time they got to Clay, Kyrie, and Luka, it was a frenzy. And then the game started, and Clay hits his first shot. It kind of bounced around the rim a little bit, and then he just went off. And they handled up on Wemby. And what I loved about that game was Jason Kidd before the game said – I've got two starting centers, and he played it that way. You know, if you look at it, he's like, okay, Wemby's thin, and he's going to fall down a lot. We don't need the refs to call a lot of fouls on Lively. Let's start Gafford. It depends on the matchup. You start Lively some, you start Gafford the other. I mean, it's a weapon right there down low, two guys.
Yeah, a little thunder and lightning.
You know,
I thought maybe he was thinking, let's throw Gafford at the sort of weak Wemby. I know he's put on a lot of muscle, but he's still not very strong. He's got a lot of weight work to do. Soften him up a little bit and then come back there with Lively. Lively had a heck of a game.
Yeah, both ways. I mean, seriously, he's not as powerful and strong, but when you've got to guard him as well, he'll fall down. And, you know, he'll pick up some quick fouls. So, I mean, the other guy will pick up quick fouls. So both what you're saying is both ways work is what I'm saying, yeah.
CA, Chiefs set the G-Bag record at 15 wings in 3 minutes. Do either of you gentlemen think you could beat that?
I'm wondering how do you declare that a wing has been completely consumed?
It's got to be 90% eaten. That's the official.
All right, 90%.
How clean are the bones? That's what we're trying to figure out. How clean are the bones?
Yeah, it can be a little meat, but not
cartilage.
A lot.
They're clean, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little concerning when some guys, like, I mean, they eat the cartilage and everything. Then you've got some questions of your own.
Well, that's an RJ thing. That's
a man out there looking for a good deal.
I don't think I love consuming the wings, but I don't think I could do it that fast. It takes the enjoyment out of it. It's like a competitive element.
Right, exactly. Yes. You know, there's...
Well, sometimes you got to get into
enjoyment.
That.
Winning. You got to have a warrior spirit about yourself.
Absolutely.
All right. Looks like Chiefs the champ. No challengers to be had from the Fan After Dark this evening. Gentlemen, have a great night. Good weekend. We'll catch up with you real soon.
You guys take care, too. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings for having us out here. Thanks to Ramon, Remote Engineering, Lucius Alexander, and the Pimp Cup back there at Master Control 75 and Fitz. You went 5 flawless once again. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to Broadus and Woolchuck and Schiafalo. And I'm Gavin Dawson. Till Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.